Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that you brought us home, translated us into your kingdom, into your presence, and into a walk with you. And so we are just so content and at peace for this goodness, blessed with every spiritual blessing. Never leave us, forsake us. In you we live and move and have our being, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read 1 Timothy 5 from verse 19 to 21. Don't listen to any charge against a church leader unless at least two or three people bring the same charges. But if any of the leaders should keep on sinning, they must be corrected in front of the whole group as a warning to everyone else. In the presence of God and Christ Jesus and their chosen angels, I order you to follow my instructions. Be fair with everyone and don't have any favorites.
Hallelujah. Beautiful. I just, you know, want to just share my experience here. You know, I got born again, and then straight away I was taken into ministry. 3 years at Elion, Nelspruit, and then I was after that I came back to my hometown, and then I was in Assemblies of God for about 3 years, and that was, yeah, that's what people call church today. You know, you there for say maximum three times a week, and then I went to the Ark for 7 years. It's full time. You're with the people day and night. Nothing can be hidden. Your life is who you are is evident. And any wrong or anything needs addressing gets addressed, because you're constantly with the same crowd of people. They know you and you know them. And then I went to Feltrift. There I started a church, which we call church today, where Eva Charotz, where we gathered twice, three times a week. And that was for about 4 years. But in that time, so it wasn't 4 years just with that, I think it was about 2-3 years just having running the church. And then I started the Al Petra Ministries at Olifantskraal. And then we ran that ministry there, where you in the face with the people, living with them. And disciple, that's what I called the church, true church, disciple making, like Jesus walking with his disciples. Issues come up, you address the issues, you talk about it, and either get sorted out or the person leaves and realizes that that was the right way, and then they would come back again. And then since the Lord called me out of that ministry here to Durban in this last, 8-9 years, my sweetie? I think about 9 years. I've been a persistent pastor about 3 years at Antioch. So what I'm just trying to say, I've seen what people call church, and I've seen discipleship. And to me, discipleship, and that is the real thing. You need to make it a lifestyle. Christianity's got to be a lifestyle. And so here they're talking about correcting. And the way that worked and was beautiful is Matthew 18. From verse 15, where it talks about, if a brother offends you, then go speak to him, but you go speak to him to win him. So you don't go there to, hey, I don't like this about you, you got to change. You go and to win him, you say, listen, brother, we're in this together, and it's got to be worked out, you know. And then people also, you know, I let them do this when they understand I'm born again now. Now they understand about the fruits of the Spirit. You're not known by your gifts, you're known by your fruit. And then they also understand that you've got to work things out, because these true brothers are going to be with you for eternity. So you've got to work things out. So it's you, they're not there to offend you, they're to win and to bring close. And then also Romans 14 about the different conscience levels. So you're willing to give and take, because some have got a weak conscience and they're not seen fully yet what is truly right. And some have got a strong conscience. And so because of the only conscience what is really needed is a love conscience. And with that attitude, you see development and growth. It's been very few times that I've never actually where you have to go and speak again and with two or three witnesses, and then later on take it before the church. And so I just want to just share, that's my understanding of good correction that works, and that is Matthew 18, verse 15. Be blessed to know, may you part of the heavenly kingdom. You're part of the family of God. You've been incorporated. This was always the plan. You've been brought back into it. And the reality of church is being the church. And being the church is being in the kingdom in fellowship with the Father and Son. And that's what it's all about, guys. You represent the realities of heaven here on earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for just being with each one, Father God, and making the reality of this family and the reality of the lifestyle that is required as you show us and point the way and back up whatever you're saying in every way. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.